Bekudas Sicha is Chelek Tazayin, the Sicha Purim Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that Esther sent a message to the sages, Kivuni L'Doiris, which Rashi says means that it should be a established Purim as a day of reading the story, so that I will be remembered. They should read the story of Purim. Then the Gemara brings another statement of Esther, that she sent a message, Kisvuni L'Doiris, write me into the generations, meaning to say she was asking that it should be written as a formal sefer of Tanakh, of Ksuvim. So that's in Bavli. In the Yerushalmi it says that Mordechai and Esther together wrote a letter to the sages asking that it accept upon you, do you accept that the 2 days should be celebrated every single year? So it would seem that there are 3 things happening here. First, Esther, first in the Yerushalmi it says that Mordechai and Esther together asked for the celebration of Purim. Not the reciting of the story of Purim, but certain mitzvahs should be done in order to celebrate Purim. As they requested Shnei Yomim Halalu, that these 2 days should be celebrated. In the Bavli, it says 2 things that Esther requested. One is that first it should be read, the story, not necessarily from a written document. And then she said, please write me in, and that's what she requested. So there are 3 things happening. These 3 things can actually be seen from within the Megillah itself. There is a pasuk. One pasuk says, "L'kayim es yimei Purim ha'ela," that the Yidden accepted. So the pasuk says, "Kasher kiyem aleihem Mordechai Yehuda v'Esther Malka," as Mordechai and Esther had established for them that they were to fulfill the days of Purim. What is meant by the days of Purim? It means to do the mitzvahs, the celebration of Purim, and not necessarily anything to do with the story of Purim. Then there's another pasuk in the Megillah that says, "Umaymer Esther Kiyam." Here it only mentions Esther, that the words of Esther were established. And then it says, "Venichtav Basefer." So in other words, the words of Esther, that means the reciting of the story. And "Venichtav Basefer" means that it actually got written into the Tanakh. So the question is, why is it that Mordechai did not ask about the writing of the story, this telling of the story and the writing of the story, and even more so, that since ultimately Mordechai agreed with it, because when she requested, Esther requested it, he agreed as a part of the Sanhedrin, so why is it that originally he didn't want to participate in the request, but then he agreed to do it? So from this point it seems that there are 2 aspects to Mordechai. There is the aspect of Mordechai as he is on his own, in his own personality, and from there he doesn't need the aspect of writing or relating the story of Purim. And then there is as he is a member of the Sanhedrin, where there it is necessary to have it. But what is that? What is the meaning? Why is there a difference? Also, why is it that in the Yerushalmi it only tells what Mordechai and Esther requested, that the days should be celebrated, and in the Bavli it doesn't tell about the writing of the story, and in the Bavli it only tells about the writing of the story or the recording of the story, and the writing of the story it doesn't mention anything about the rest of the time? Why is it that the Bavli brings one and the Yerushalmi brings the other? So it seems that the writing of the story of Purim is not just an incidental event in connection to the story of Purim, but that is actually a fundamental part of it. How do we see this? The Gemara says, why is Esther compared to the Shachar, to the dawn? To tell you that just like the dawn is the end of the night, the dawn comes right after the night, so also Esther is the end of all Nisim, of all miracles, the very final miracle. So the Gemara says, what do you mean the final miracle? There was a miracle of Hanukkah too. And the Gemara answers, this is the final miracle that was recorded, that was actually written. In other words, that there's something about being written which is different than just a miracle that occurs. So that being written is something essential to the story of Purim, to the Nes of Purim. So to explain it, there is a difference in the way Mordechai approached the whole situation of Purim and the way Esther approached the whole situation of Purim. Mordechai, what did he do to fix the problem? He gathered the Yidden and he got them to do tshuva for the Averis, which led to the problem of Purim, and he gathered the Yidden to fast and to daven and so on, and to learn together and so on. So in other words, he dealt with the spiritual aspect of Purim. Esther was involved in taking care of the natural process. She approached Achashverosh and she did whatever she could in order to get Achashverosh to get rid of the Gzeirah. And just as their involvement in fixing the problem was Mordechai's was spiritual and hers dealt with the natural, so also when they wanted to commemorate the miracle, Mordechai wanted to commemorate it in a spiritual way. So therefore, how do you commemorate in a spiritual way? It's enough to remember the story in your mind. You know, because you're sending Shalach Manos. Why are we sending Shalach Manos? Oh, we had the story of Purim, and you remember it in your mind. It's not so essential that it be brought down into the physical, into an act. Esther, who dealt with the physical and material, therefore to commemorate it, how you commemorate it, it's not enough to have it in your mind. You have to actually say the story. And even saying the story is not enough. It should actually be written down. That's how you commemorate the miracle of Purim. That's why Mordechai was also involved in requesting that there should be, the day should be commemorated through certain mitzvahs, and therefore people will remember. But Esther said, no, it has to be actually written down and recorded in order to bring it down into Maisa. But even in Mordechai itself, when Mordechai is in his own level as the leader of the Jewish people and the spiritual leader and so on, so when he looks at another Yid, what he sees primarily is his spiritual, the spiritual potential that there is in every Yid. So therefore, when he looks at that part of the Yid, he says, what do we need Maisa? What do you need to go down to the levels? It's enough to do it in the spiritual. But as he is a member of the Sanhedrin, the purpose and the role of the Sanhedrin is to deal with the difficulties and the realities of the Yidden as they are in their bodies and in their world and so on. So over there, they see the reality of the Yidden, which is there is a goof, and the goof has to be dealt with, and there is a physical reality as well, and therefore the Sanhedrin agreed that it should be brought down into Maisa as well. And that's why also in the Yerushalmi, which is the aspect of Oyer, of light, of spirituality, that's where everything in the Gemara is clearly understood. It's like living in the light, where you see the answer to everything in front of you. Over there, there wasn't such a necessity to deal with things in the Maisa, in the ugly world that we live in. But when you get to the Bavli, b'machshakim ha'yishivani, which means Bavli is like living in the darkness. You have to try all kinds of approaches till you get the right approach. Over there, there is a need also for having it written down and to commemorate the miracle, even in the reality of Gashmias. Now, to understand these inyanim from the perspective of Pnimius HaTorah, in the words of Pnimius HaTorah. The difference between Mordechai and Esther is that Mordechai is the level of Chochma, of Atzilus, and Esther is the Darga of Malchus Atzilus. And even as in Malchus, there are three different types of levels of Malchus. There is Malchus as it is a part of the structure of Atzilus, the lowest level of Atzilus. Then there is Malchus as it becomes the source for Biyah, for Bria, for the creation. And then there is Malchus as it descends into creation to interact with Biyah. So Esther represents Aster, the very darkest, the most greatest concealment, as Malchus is found in Biyah. When we look at the miracle of Purim, what kind of a miracle was it? It was a miracle which was completely within the Levushim. It worked within the natural process. There was nothing about the Nes which could be called as an absolute miracle that it was unnatural. On the other hand, of course, it was, when you looked at the series of events and as they evolved, you could see it was clear that the hand of Hashem was in it. So in other words, looking from in Dargis, what this means is, in other words, that this was as Oyer, since it happened in a natural way, it means that the Oyer Eliki, the spiritual aspect, the spiritual energy of it, was within the creation. On the other hand, because it is a miracle, it means that it came from a place which is beyond creation, beyond Teva, beyond nature, which means that it came from an even deeper level of beyond nature than a regular miracle, because a regular miracle, it has that sorry, not non, but it has that transcendent level which prevents it from being able to integrate into the world. But when you have an oir which is so high that it doesn't matter if it's transcendent or not, even though it's by nature transcendent, it's able to penetrate into the nature, it means that it comes from such a high level that it's not limited by the fact that it's non-transcendent. It's able to transcend in, sorry, that it's transcendent. It's able to go into nature, even though by nature it's supposed to be transcendent. So then this kind of miracle of Purim was the kind where it worked within nature, which means that it was from a much higher source. So in other words, when you look at the miracle of Purim from the perspective of the Oir, the source of the energy that it came from, it was the very highest level. And when you look from the perspective of the Kalim of the Teva, it came all the way down into nature, into Kalim. And that's why, in order to commemorate it, Mordechai, who is from the level of Oir, he wanted to commemorate the Oir part of it, and therefore he wanted to make it into a spiritual celebration. That's what needs to be commemorated. Whereas Esther, who her role was to bring it down into nature and to deal with it in the natural level down here, therefore she wanted it to be commemorated in the way that it impacted the natural world, which is that it transformed the natural world, that even the nature was now recognized as being driven by Hashem, and that there wasn't happening on its own. Which explains why the Gemara says that Shachar Esther is Shachar, which is Seif Kol HaLaila, and that this is the, and that Purim is the Seif Kol HaNissim. What is the comparison between Laila and Nissim? They're the two opposites. Nissim means something which is tremendously transcendent, the greatest kind of light. What it means is that the purpose of the miracle of Purim was that it should transcend into the very darkest place, and that it should illuminate even the Teva, even the lowest elements of creation. And this is expressed by the name Esther, Haster Aster, that it was meant to come down to the very darkest levels and to illuminate that part of the world. And that's the purpose of this Ness, and that's why, as a result of this, it was Dafka recorded, that's why it was written, that's what makes it so important and so impactful, that it was a Ness that was written into Gashmias, that it was brought down into the reality of the world, because that's what the purpose of that miracle was. Which brings us to an interesting explanation about a question in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz, there is a tour in the very first chapter of Eir HaChayim, which says that a person has to strengthen himself like a lion to be able to wake up in the morning to serve Hashem, that you should awaken the morning, and not that the morning shachar, the dawn, and not that the dawn should wake you up. As David HaMelech said, I awaken the dawn, and not that the dawn awakens me. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber doesn't bring the second part of it. He only says that you should awaken the dawn, but he doesn't say not, and the dawn should not awaken you. So the Taz explains why is it that the Shulchan Aruch leaves out that part of it, and he says there is a spiritual component to Shachar. Refers to Knesset Yisrael, to the holiness of the Jewish people. And what is meant by Ani Meir HaShachar, I awaken the dawn, means that the Avodah comes from within me, and I rise up to meet a level of Shachar, to reach up to the level of Shachar. The Einav Shachar Meir Oisi means I don't need Shachar, which means the spiritual component, to awaken me. I don't need to be awoken from above. I do the Avodah on my own. And that's what David HaMelech meant, that I don't need to be awakened by the dawn, by these upper levels. I awaken on my own. I reach my Avodah on my own. And that's why the Mechaber says this is not something that every Jew can reach. The Eina Shachar Meir Oisi. Every Jew can't say, I don't need to be awakened from above. It's something like if someone like David HaMelech, and therefore the Mechaber doesn't bring it. But this needs to be explained. Which Jew can say, even David HaMelech HaTzadik, how could he say, I don't need anyone from above to awaken me? Can somebody say that? Also, we find in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch has two versions of the first chapter, the first four chapters of the Shulchan Aruch, the first version and the second version. In the first version, The Alter Rebbe writes, like the Machaber writes, he only brings a person should awaken the dawn, but he doesn't say, and not the dawn should not awaken him. In the second Madura Tinyana, he does bring that part. He also follows up with the Eina Shachar Meir Oisi, in other words, saying the same thing as the way the Torah says it. And not only that, but he also even concludes with saying that Vizumi the Beninis, this is the average expectation. So what does that mean? That a person shouldn't need any awakening from above, and that's an average person? What is it meant by? What does he mean by that? But based on the previous explanation, we could say that the level of Shachar is referring to Knesset Yisrael, as the Taz said. It's referring to Knesset Yisrael, but which aspect of Knesset Yisrael? The part of Knesset Yisrael as Esther, which is goes down into Biyah, the very lowest part of Knesset Yisrael, the Soif Kol HaLaila, the very darkest place. And therefore, there are three separate levels of where does a Yid need help. There is the most basic level, which is that a Yid needs help even to be able to withstand an Aveira, Taivas Isur. Then there is a level which a Yid needs help, not from Isur, he's beyond that, but he needs help to resist Taivas Heter. And then there is a Yid that doesn't need any of those. He doesn't even need help for that. He is a person that grows from strength to strength within spirituality itself, which in a general way breaks down to the avodah of a tzaddik, a beinoni and a rasha. The tzaddik doesn't have any taivas at all, not even taivas heter. A beinoni has no taivas isur, but he does have taivas heter. And a rasha is still struggling with taivas isur as well. Which part, where does the help come from? For Taivas Isur, that you get your help from Shachar, from the level of Malchus, of Knesset Yisrael, as it is in Biyah. So it's dealing with the darkness of the world, and you need help from there in order to struggle, and to help you in your struggle with the Taivas Isur. Then there is the level of Taivas Heter. The help from that comes from what we said before, Malchus, as it is there as the source for Biyah, but it has not yet itself descended into Biyah, so it is dealing with a matter of Taivas, which is some level of darkness, but it is not itself in darkness. And then there is, as Malchus is within the holiness of Atzilus, and a tzaddik needs help from there in order to be able to grow from strength to strength within there. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe in the Madura Kama, the first version of the Shulchan Aruch, which we know was written based on the perspective of the Gemara and Poskim of Nigla de Torah. The second Madura was written also according to Kabbalah, from the perspective of Kabbalah in addition to Halacha. That's a very major difference in regards to this issue that we're talking about. From the perspective of Nigla, we know that what is the difference between a tzaddik, a beinoni, and a rasha? A rasha means he has mostly averus. A beinoni means he has half and half. And a tzaddik has mostly mitzvahs. In other words, in the perspective of the Madura Kama, even a tzaddik also has averus. And therefore, every tzaddik, even the tzaddik, needs help from shachar, from the level of shachar, to deal with the struggle with averus. And therefore, in the first version, you can't say, Ve'eina shachar meir oisi, I don't need shachar to awaken me. Even if you're a tzaddik in that perspective, you still need help with your struggle with averus. When it comes to Madura Tinyana, from the perspective of Chassidus, now that we know that a beinoni means somebody who never did an avera in his life, and a tzaddik certainly has no taivas, even is beyond that altogether, and it's only a rasha which has a struggle with averus. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, Zumi the Beinonis. This is the level of a Beinoni or up, and a Tzaddik, that he doesn't even need help from Shachar because he never did an Aveira, never will do an Aveira, doesn't need help from Shachar. Of course, somebody that's on a lower level than a Beinoni will need help from Shachar as well. But every Yid, now that the Alter Rebbe has taught us that every Yid is capable of being a Beinoni, therefore the Shulchan Aruch, which is a sefer written for everyone, the expectation of everyone is expected to be a Beinoni and therefore not need help from Shachar. Rebbe concludes with a hira for each one of us, that when a yid finds themselves in a dark place, in the soif kol ha'olam, in the very darkest place, how are we expected to be able to deal with such darkness? So the Megillah says that hadassah hi Esther, that means that even when Esther was in Aster, in the very darkest place, she always knew that her essence is hadassah. Hadassah is a reference to tzaddikin, that she's ultimately connected to the essence of the neshama, which is a perfect tzaddik, and therefore helps the yid overcome even the deepest, darkest night to be able to live up to the level of hadassah.